Heavy rains have brought a merciful end to massive wildfires in Australia. Large areas of the country were turned to ash. Dozens of people were killed, and more than a billion animals are now injured or dead. Now Australians are asking how to prevent another catastrophic fire season, and more they're looking toward indigenous fire prevention practices as part of the answer. The world's Anna Kusmer reports.
Christopher McHughes has been a volunteer firefighter in Australia since he was 16. He says this year was the worst season he's ever seen.
It's a big fire, what they call a mega fire. Yeah, so it's very scary.
McHughes is Aboriginal. He's part of two tribes, Murrawari and Nimba. He's the captain of a new Indigenous mitigation crew formed this season that's based in his remote hometown in New South Wales. They're learning how to do cultural burning. It's a traditional fire prevention strategy. You set small fires on purpose to burn away dry plants and leaves that can fuel big runaway fires. McHughes learned the best time of year to burn and where in a patch of forest to start the fires.
We'd always start in the middle and work our way out because, you know, the animals, they smell the smoke and they'll run away from the fire.
The intensity of this year's blazes have many Australians wondering what the government could have done better to reduce fire risk. Some politicians have pointed to a lack of controlled burning as part of the problem. Deb Sparks is with the federal government's Center for Excellence in Prescribed Burning. She says cultural burning has been getting more attention from officials lately.
A lot of agencies are making approaches to local traditional owner groups to get them back on country and enabling them to do their burning. I think there's been a real groundswell within the agencies to do that over the last 3 to 4 years.
Sparks says planned cultural burns have increased in one community in the state of Victoria, and an annual workshop on the topic saw a spike in attendance this year. Research shows that areas where traditional cultural burning happens more often, there are fewer severe fire events. Sparks says in a warming world, the country needs to rethink its fire strategies.
We're actually redesigning the Australian fire danger rating system at the moment. If that's not telling about the change in Australia's fire environment, I don't know what else could be.
The new interest in cultural burning marks a stark contrast. The traditional practice has been lost in much of the country due to colonization and forced assimilation of Indigenous communities.
People were literally killed and persecuted for the burning.
Oliver Costello is a Bundjalung man who is on a mission to revive traditional burning knowledge.
What we're trying to do is reverse 200 plus years of colonization and oppression.
Costello is the CEO of Fire Sticks Alliance, which works to raise the profile of cultural burning and share skills through workshops. Their website has videos of patches of woods filled with people and small simmering fires in the undergrowth. A boy holds a stick with a small flame and places it on a thin layer of dried leaves to burn them off the moist grass below.
This green stuff can't grow underneath and that's why they were burning.
Costello says his work is about more than fire management. It's about healing the wounds of forced assimilation.
We're not just teaching people how to burn. We're teaching people about a learning pathway around their identity and their culture, which is real. It's not some kind of, you know, story.
Vanessa Kavanaugh is a Bundjalung and Wanneroo woman who grew up around fire in rural New South Wales.
Most summers, the dads would go off fighting fires and the mums would be in the community fire shed, you know, packing lunches.
Her dad fought fire using a Western approach. Now Kavanaugh is studying cultural burning. She's doing her PhD on women's roles in the practice and the ways it helps communities pass on traditions to the next generation.
Part of my research, I take my kids along with me when we go to cultural burning workshops. So my children are actually participating in cultural burning.
Kavanaugh says she's always valued the idea of humans and fire coexisting.
It's like fire is a friend. Fire is something that we live with and that we learn from and that we share our space with.
At cultural burning workshops, she's learning how to turn those ideas into practice. In a video, Kavanaugh and her kids watch as a small fire crackles in front of them, smoke rising into a blue sky. She says with climate change making conditions worse, relearning traditional methods for preventing the most extreme fires is more important than ever. For the world, I'm Anna Kusmer.